Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
There was a church minister, a professor, and a refugee. No, this isn't the opening line to a corny joke. Although, did you hear the one about... Sorry, be quiet, Aaron. In 1942, Reverend T.R. Milford, the vicar of the University Church in Oxford, UK, called a meeting to discuss the plight of the starving in Nazi-occupied Greece. These people were going hungry because of the blockade by the Allies. Social activists and local church members at the meeting held an appeal and raised a massive $30,000 for the Greek Red Cross. That's about $570,000 in today's money. They called themselves the Oxford Community for Famine Relief, later shortened to Oxfam. 70 years later, and the aid agency now works in 90 countries. The founder of the Salvation Army, William Booth, was also wise enough to realise that there's not much point in talking to someone about Christianity if they're hungry, cold, or homeless. So the army set out to meet their physical needs first, and then their spiritual needs, because our whole being is important. In John 6:35, it recorded words of hope that Jesus spoke. I am the bread of life. And he invited people to believe that he was the Son of God. He also quoted the words of Moses, who said that man cannot live by bread alone, but needs every word that God speaks. He realized that while we all have to meet our physical needs, it is more important to ensure that God is at the top of our priority list. Sadly, even today, there are many, many people who go hungry, even in the developed world. So thank God for the Salvos and for Oxfam and other organizations helping to stamp out hunger. But greater causes for celebration is the fact that no one need ever be spiritually hungry when Jesus offers to meet all our needs. I'm Aaron Wright.